the love of Jesus. O Father of Jesus, help me to approach Thee with deepest reverence, not with presumption, not with servile fear, but with holy boldness. Thou art beyond the grasp of my understanding, but not beyond that of my love. Thou knowest that I love Thee supremely, for Thou art supremely adorable, good, and perfect. My heart melts at the love of Jesus, my brother, bone of my bone, flesh of my flesh, married to me, dead for me, risen for me. He is mine, and I am His, given to me as well as for me. I am never so much mine as when I am His, or so much lost to myself until lost in Him. Then I find my true manhood. But my love is frost and cold, ice and snow. Let His love warm me, lighten my burden, be my heaven. May it be more revealed to me in all its influences, that my love to Him may be more fervent and glowing. Let the mighty tide of His everlasting love cover the rocks of my sin and care. Then let my spirit float above those things which had else wrecked my life. Make me fruitful by living to that love, my character becoming more beautiful every day. If traces of Christ's love artistry be upon me, may He work on with His divine brush until the complete image be obtained, and I be made a perfect copy of Him, my Master. O Lord Jesus, come to me. O Divine Spirit, rest upon me. O Holy Father, look on me in mercy for the sake of the well-beloved. If anyone has no love for the Lord, let him be accursed. Our Lord, come. Jesus said to them, If God were your Father, you would love me, for I came from God, and I am here. I came not of my own accord, but He sent me. Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. I say this not as a command, but to prove by the earnestness of others that your love also is genuine. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you, by his poverty, might become rich. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Though you do not now see him, you believe in him and rejoice with joy that is inexpressible and filled with glory. May the Lord spread love abroad in our hearts each and every day, so that we may love him more and with greater fervency. Amen.